It's to a note you wrote to yourself explaining that you lost your memory and that you have to kill an old man. No, and that you, also you're haunted.
Again?
You took your own memory.
What is this jizz on the floor? Whoa.
Creepy door. It was a big party.
And you got so wasted.
Clown jizz.
I can't remember who you are.
I'm gonna see if there's a fix for this.
I'm trying to lean to compensate for, like, the drunkenness.
It'll do you no good, soldier.
Yeah, my guy's on the floor. Okay, never mind.
Hey, I don't like this pillar. Why are you looking at it? Yeah, he just did in front of that pillar. He, like, really liked it.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh, a door opened. I guess I was
here often?
When standing in darkness, your sanity will go down. I have a solution. Not standing in darkness.
Yeah, but then things
Wouldn't the solution be closing your eyes?
My god, this
darkness
guy.
Can't see me. I can't see the darkness.
I think the solution would be being a grown-ass man and man up and not be afraid of the dark. I mean, I could understand being afraid of the dark. That's fine. But, like,
but
losing your
sanity,
losing your goddamn mind over it, not that much.
Yeah, well, when there's a giant fucking monster chasing you, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, like, in your mind, you know that the dark, that thing can't see in the dark either. It's actually in the game. You're supposed to hide in the dark.
Put yourself in a real-life circumstance, though, like...
Oh, no, I understand completely. I mean, the dark, if in a real-life circumstance, I'd be scared, don't get me wrong, but I would fucking just cling to the fucking shadows like nobody's business. I wouldn't be lighting torches, are you kidding me?
Like you're playing Batman?
Nah, man. You put out
the
torches.
I would get the rest of my life.
Get your eyes to adjust to the dark. That's what they do. That's what they're there for.
Exactly.
Probably, like... throw shit at it.
Actually, to be honest, I probably would have given up the first time I saw it. I'm like, oh, fuck that. I'm just going to sit in the corner
yeah,
and starve.
Yeah, I would have just
killed Jump
myself.
Out
exactly.
The window.
I would have just starved to death or, you know, whatever.
Well, hey, you know what? My life has been kind of depressing anyway, so I don't care by this point.
Yep.
I'm just saying, how knife resistant can something be?
Yeah, well, how many knives do you find?
I always have at least one, but I'm a crazy person, so
yeah,
don't mind me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I live in America with a concealed weapons permit, but you know.
In case of monsters?
Yeah, many.
In case of exactly.
Exactly.
You never know
when you're going to be attacked by a monster.
And you know what? People may think you're crazy, but fuck that. When the monsters start coming, you know who's prepared? This guy.
I like how when you have flashbacks, you end up seeing rose petals for some reason.
Ah, yes. Books.
I didn't know we were starting over. I'm gonna do that then.
Do that.
I think you picked up something.
As soon as I restart again, hopefully with less frame rate issues.
I heard like an item get sound.
Oh yeah.
That was me.
Alright, I gotta figure out how to open this book.
No, dude, I love your text message sound. Item get is the best kind of ringtone. Mine is the one from Jeff Force Gemini.
Rego Vegetale?
I love how the note makes it sound like you just want to kick the shit out of Alexander. Like, it's that simple.
Kind of makes
and
you
it's
wonder
like, oh,
why Daniel
it. I guess I might as well follow it.
Well, no, just the note is like, dude, go there, kick his ass, walk the fuck out.
Kill that weak old man. Also,
you
you're
got
haunted.
To kill an old man.
Beat the shit out of him. So, what are we calling him? Just the monster, Mr. Struts?
There's a lot of them. Yeah. Might want to go by names.
They didn't name Frankenstein's monster.
I vote for Steve. Or
I
Jeff.
Vote Struts.
May.
18.
Jeff.
I vote for no. Fluffy.
I just call him
good.
That guy.
I like Jeff. Is really good. Jeff is my name for every generic
everything.
Character. Yeah.
Is someone
my
recording?
Cat,
why not
either Kitty or Jeff?
Why not Fluffy?
No, no one's recording. You can
Steve,
give out your darkest, most inner secrets.
That means someone's recording.
Oh, look, apparently paper makes you faint. I'm at that part where you, like, faint and you grab a crystal orb.
Ooh!
It's
oh
like,
my
oh,
god,
shit,
this
paper
is...
I guess I better faint.
Here's a question.
Or it's, like, so damn heavy.
If there's pseudo-armors and I can pick them up, why don't I just fucking put it on?
17. Because then you'll be loud and clanky, and then that guy will hear you.
Well, and according to
yeah, but
only very recent history,
Jeff,
it will be too
heavy. If Jeff hears you, what does it matter? You're in
harmless time, Jeff.
You're in armor. What would it matter?
He can easily, like, kick down a fucking, like, 6-inch hardwood door.
This is silly. Someone just put a tinderbox inside the furnace. I'm sure they think, like, why won't it light?
Herp the door. In Penumbra, I was always carrying a rock.
For me, it's either a chair or a vase. I feel like glass would hurt.
I'm carrying around the head of this suit of armor because it's metal.
When I see a guy throw poke at him, take literacy, bitch.
Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff, Steve, Mr. Struts, whatever.
Jeff thinks he's so cool because he went to college.
Boop.
So Jeff and Steve, or Philip, whatever.
Philip. I'm gonna call him Phil.
Oh no, that pillar is terrifying.
No, it's Jeff and Phil. Jeff is the first guy.
And Philip. What are you gonna call this stuff? The darkness thing.
Steve, PR.
We have Jeff, Philip. How about Rick?
Rick's good. I like Rick.
Rick.
Oh yeah, what do you call the invisible guy? Okay. Rick.
Call him Rick, the destroyer of worlds.
What about the darkness?
Are we gonna name the haunted water?
Towers, impossible geometry. This thing
impossible
I can
disable
my cross.
Find X to the 10th power.
Frame.
What's Plangenerike?
What the
fuck? I just found a book with that title on it.
Look it up.
It's probably a different language. Like, are you in Germany? In this castle? Castle?
Prussia or something.
Daniel has, like, a hard-on for roses, dude.
Well, yeah, don't you?
He's a romantic guy.
Yeah.
Just being hunted to death.
Doesn't matter. Damn, maybe it's just an ex-girlfriend is what all these are.
Well, it's not his fault he's haunted.
Is this Isaac after he travels to the past or something?
Perhaps.
Or rose petals is common or something.
Actually, to be
rose
honest,
petals
I
can
always
smell fear.
Yeah, I always carry a bag of rose petals. Yeah.
In case you get robbed.
Well, actually, I found them at a thrift store, and they were just a bag of fake rose petals in a fucking Ziploc, and I'm like, these might come in handy. You never
like an
know.
Adventure game character. So you stole them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Ah, hello. Hang on, I think I found someone. He was walking kind of funny, but I'm gonna ask him for directions.
Don't approach the cripples, they're dangerous.
For some reason, I wanted
no,
to use a Harris
I mean,
sound to...
Serial Bear, don't discriminate. I mean, I'm sure he's a perfectly normal person.
I don't think we're playing the same game here.
They should have called an exterminator for this place. There's cockroaches everywhere.
I'm not sure who to call first, the Ghostbusters or the exterminator. I mean, I think the Ghostbusters would ask us to call the exterminator first.
And the external would be like, fuck that, I called the Ghostbusters, I'm not going in there for ghosts.
And then they form like an epic crime-fighting duo.
We'll exterminate your ghost bugs.
I really don't want to light this candelabra for fear that it'll bite me in the ass.
Candelabras
oh,
don't
no,
bite. I mean, there have been extreme cases, but you probably don't have to worry about it.
See, the thing is, I've watched enough of playthroughs to know he's around here, and it's fucking with me even more.
Fact about cockroaches, if you poke them, they run away and clean themselves.
Clean themselves?
Yep, clean themselves.
Humans are dirty, dirty things.
Yeah,
cockroaches are actually relatively clean.
Now I'm just imagining, like, a cockroach running away. Ew, 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 oh god, oh god, oh, touch, oh god, I touched the human.
Oh, fuck. Matthias is scared.
I'm in the wine cellar.
Oh god, somehow it's just worse for the game to taunt you with a hint, like, if an enemy is near, stay out of sight. It's like, what? An enemy is near?
Huh, where's an enemy? Why would they be here? I just don't understand.
The only reason I really want to play is so I can finish that Spike and Barley playthrough. These guys are fucking hilarious.
I think for Frictional's next game, they should make you think there will be a monster for the entire game and never have one.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something exploded.
It would be great.
I remember seeing him on, like, image boards and shit and just shitting my pants, like, knowing that he scares you.
I open the door, and I see him walking towards me, so I just close the door calmly, walk into a corner, and sit behind a barrel. And I'm like, nope, this isn't gonna work.
So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna see Rick right up here.
The game always wants you to feel like you're about to see him.
He can't see Rick, he sees you. Oh, hi Rick. How's it hanging?
No, you would say that for a monster that's hanging upside down.
Okay, then how swimming? That was...
No. It's one of
what
those...
I would say to Rick is, hey Rick,
it's more along the lines of, hey Rick, haven't seen you in a while.
I get it. Because he's invisible.
And then you find out that he's along. Rick Moranis, and it's evident why you haven't seen him in a while.
I am crouching like a ninja.
A ninja crouches like you.
A ninja has a specific way to crouch?
I'd imagine he is.
There's a specific crouching method that only ninjas have.
Yeah, it's called.
Have you ever seen a ninja crouch?
Have you ever seen a ninja?
Exactly.
Yes.
And they're not ninja.
And this is why you need the Ghostbusters Exterminator team.
This chair is going to be put to good use.
But what if it was? What if it saw you had the chair and it was like, oh shit, and then backed off?
I'm pretty sure you guys are just playing hide and go seek.
The prime.
Wait, so you're saying you're not actually, he's not actually hunting you. You're just playing a really intense game of hide and seek.
Well, man, maybe you should try and just let him catch you once. Maybe you should be it. Huh? Quit hogging all the glory.
He doesn't have very good vision, so when you, like, go to tag him, he gets surprised.
He gets scared. Just scared easy.
Oh my god, guys, stop.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, when he tries to tag you, he hits really hard, so you kind of got to watch for it.
I just think you're really weak, is all.
Well, it's because he's not that bright, and we all know the dumber you are, you seem to have retard strength.
Like the guy in.
That is why they call it that.
That's right.
Yeah,
exactly,
totally
like Mice and
Men.
Or
Lenny.
Red versus Blue.
Lenny. Lenny beat the shit out of Curly.
Sloth?
Fucking
who else has gotten past the acid usage yet?
I'm
sort of wondering, like, why didn't we choose to use that acid on the front door and get the fuck out of here?
Exactly.
Because you're dumb.
Video game
logic. Because
you
have to follow directions.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, you direct yourself to a thing and you're like...
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Right on my ass!
Ooh.
And then he disappeared.
We're all playing Amnesia together.
I found Jeff.
Multiplayer?
That
is. Yeah.
Stay close. Yeah.
It's Amnesia Deathmatch.
It's one big survival.
You try to scare each other.
Team
like,
you ever heard
Team
of
this Jeff.
Called
it's important that you keep going straight.
Team Jeff. And make sure Team Survivor.
Okay. You guys have to see this. Well, I'm so proud of my fortress.
It was
fortress.
The fake Jeff, so.
I took a screenshot of it. It's my
nice.
Fortress.
Excellent. Oh, let me finish my ABB match and I'll look at it for you.
Oh god, what's happening? There you go. Look at Mumble, guys. There's the link. That is the ultimate fortress. No one will get through that door.
What if that door, like, opened the other way?
That's exactly what we were saying.
I love the broom.
And Jeff will be like, you got through.
Actually, that broom is lodged in place. I can smack it with books and anything. It is stuck to the box that's underneath it.
Nice.
So whenever the ones behind it try to fall backwards, they can't get stuck. It is freaking awesome. There's no way anything's getting through that door.
All
now,
right, check
if
it.
I have to run that way, I'm kind of fucked.
Well, yeah.
For some reason, that reminds me of the Scooby-Doo show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's all they ever did. I actually really enjoy, like, the newest incarnation of the Scooby-Doo series.
No, I haven't watched it.
Pretty honest. I've
It's
not
it's
a
fucking
fan,
hilarious.
It is pretty honest to it, too.
It's dark, too. Like, it is...
What?
They have some dark moments. Like, the sheriff of, like, the town fucking hates Mystery Incorporated. Like, he hates those guys. But,
so he...
But Fred's dad is the mayor. And he straight up tells him, he goes, you know, if your dad wasn't the mayor, I would make you disappear.
That's cool.
He's a magician?
Alright, so I picked up this little inkwell and I'm holding it over a candle, like cooking me some meth right now.
Just like my roommate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure your roommate thinks he's in the game.
No wonder he played this game so much.
This ain't a game, this is real motherfucking life.
Is this the real life?
Is this just fantasy?
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
I'll be right back.
I do not regret what I have started, but that does not mean I am not ashamed of it.
Okay,
Penguin, how many times did we sing Queen on Chillin' Out?
Too many.
About four, I think it was.
Yeah.
What's up, Tiggs?
You were an Amnesia channel.
Heck yeah.
Hi, everybody else.
What's
up? Don't scare me, Tiggs.
Who said
don't scare me? This is a high-tension mumble channel, Tigris. You don't
oh
understand.
Oh my god, Amnesia. Oh
Amnesia
my god.
Is
oh my god.
Scary pants.
Like, you never know when Jeff is gonna come out of nowhere.
I fucking hate Jeff.
Alright, just reach the water part.
Dick. I keep stepping on a chair.
Splashy. Oh god! Come on, is that bastard gonna move away?
I gotta wait until the steam starts up and I have to probably
yeah,
start all over.
Yeah, I'll run for it even when he's close.
I'm going APB.
Ah,
yeah.
Godspeed.
Beach going.
Yeah, have fun with your amnesia, guys.
Late.
Serial, let's talk to them. I'm chatted with you in a while.
Okay.
Alright. Ciao, guys.
Team up. Olive Garden.
I hate when people say ciao.
Ciao.
Unless they're talking about those things from Sonic.
I fucking love those things.
Those are adorable.
For me,
everybody walk up the dinosaur.
Splashy, splashy.
Yes.
Good boy.
That's exactly what I planned on doing.
I'm wondering if I can teach you other tricks.
I am very lost.
Ow. Jizz hurts.
I am taking all the broken pieces to this glass wine bottle over to the table with the candle, and I am using the candle to melt it together again.
Obsessive.
Go away, Rick.
Which one's Rick?
No one likes you, Rick.
Well, there's not enough bottles in this game, and I need more bottles.
No, Rick is the water monster.
Yeah, Jeff is the one I want to go away.
I thought the water monster was Steve.
No, that's...
Oh, wait, no,
Steve so... is the run. Second walking monster.
Son of a whore, god damn it.
What happened?
Basically, I thought he was munching on something, but he wasn't.
And Loki, what's your explanation?
What? What did I say about Loki?
The wall attacked me when I was lighting a candle.
Bro,
turn.
Say that to my face, fucker.
Yeah!
God, I killed
it. I keep trying to crouch jump over things. Welcome to the machine.
Now rage against it. I'm going through, and I have stacked the boxes in a way that I can push them forward. So, whenever I'm going through doors, I will have these boxes in front of me in a pile. He comes
so essentially,
back
you made a makeshift tank.
Basically, I'm carrying my plant still.
Still?
Yes, I'm not gonna let that thing die. It's the only living creature other than me in it right now.
And the bugs.
The bugs are all here.
You have imagination, don't you?
I'm gonna sit the plant down on this box. Oh, no. What have I done?
You killed it.
I threw it to you.
I went to sit it down and I accidentally right-clicked and killed my little plant.
I don't remember this part. Oh, fuck, water.
My only weakness.
All right, I've reached the door and I'm safe now.
I hate this part with a passion.
I like how Jeff nor any other creature is in a machine room.
They're like
afraid
machines.
Of the machines. I am now done with like some machine room. Who, me?
Wait,
oh, fuck, what
did you load a game when we started?
Loki, what is going on?
Hey, Penguin.
Yeah, what's up?
You up for Left 4 Dead 2 later on?
Oh, yeah. You're just trying to sneak out. Play a non-scary game.
The water part.
What?
I've seen it before, but I'm still gonna piss my pants.
Did they put something
it
in the wine?
It takes you to the gallery where you can view the panorama.
Matthias, did you drink
the
wine?
No, they put something in the barrel.
This ride might be a little longer.
Something heavy in the barrel. The direction.
Or in the glass.
All right, I'm taking another screenshot. This is my non-lethal tank that I've made to go through doors. And believe it or not, it's actually working.
God damn it! Oh, goddammit, I
it's
need
Loki.
This water, guys.
Wouldn't it have been awkward if you were like, oh, I'm really thirsty, I'll just have some of this wine. And then you got to the memo.
I feel like a man
there
pushing
you go.
Around these fucking rocks.
Fuck rocks, dude.
Damn
look
it,
that.
As soon as I stirred up
that's
steam.
My non-lethal tank.
Screw it, I'll
fuck,
see you later.
Fuck, run!
Yeah, you see that?
Is he still out there?
I use that to go through doors and so that nothing can see me as I'm going through it. And then if something does see me, I just keep pushing against it while they're pushing at me and the chair keeps them off.
Penguin, I'm so going to laugh when you first die.
Can I not go in there?
Oh, come on.
I like how... What's that guy's name again? Jeff and Philip? Or Mr. Strike, whatever.
Jeff.
I like... see him.
I like how when as soon as they see you, I like how when they see you, they chase after one. When they see something moving, they're like, ah, there's that. Whatever. It's not him. So if you see a big half tank next to
yeah, he's still so he's big.
And they'll be like, oh, shit.
Fucking hell.
I got to the Wilhelm part. I hear somebody strutting around.
Someone should replace the game's music for him with Staying Alive.
Run.
But then, like, people hearing Staying Alive on the radio would suddenly, like, creep out. And...
consequences will never be the same.
Why do all these doors have to open towards you?
This game is so good at being scary.
Are you gonna call Dead Space 2 scary after playing it?
No. I didn't call Dead Space 1 scary. I don't scare easily either. Video games have so much more potential to be scary at this point. Why did that door close? Oh my god, barrels. They're gonna save my life.
Do a barrel?
I feel like linking to you all those videos of monsters pushing their way through enormous armies of barrels.
I don't give a fuck. It's gonna work. You guys talking is helping my psyche out a bit, though.
Chemistry
we can,
is hard.
We can also really scare you if you want us to.
Fuck you.
Roar.
I hate how Daniel loses fucking neck control when he's scared. He's fucking swinging around everywhere.
Or he gets threats when he's scared.
He's breathing like a fucking asthma victim.
Maybe he has asthma.
By the way, the cripple hit me.
I hate it whenever you're walking, you hear a sound that makes you automatically turn that direction. It's like, I don't give a fuck if she wants him away from her. Let me walk.
I just have the same problem. Don't come near me, Struts or Jeff. I have a fucking barrel.
Sometimes when I forget to close the door, Jeff shuts them for me.
How nice of him.
I like how Jeff didn't have any hands or anything yet. He knows how to unlock and close locked doors.
He uses his vagina face.
Punches the shit out of them.
I apparently stood too close to the explosion.
Pay attention, Dandel.
Just say these words. Oh shit, I have a bag of Milky Ways.
Scream. Oh, there he is! There he is.
Hey, we're Dover Mumble, I think.
Fuck, 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 fuck! Damn it!
He's breaking down the door.
I imagine Loki in the fetal position in the corner.
Yeah,
I think I've spent more time crouching than standing at this point.
You're a ninja.
Told you.
Oh, Rick killed me.
So, right now, he's on the opposite side of this door. There's a giant hole in it, but he's not trying to knock the door down anymore. I'm throwing bread through the hole.
You're feeding him?
It's okay, Jeff. Eat up.
So what happened is he's glitched right now. Where he can't reach the door, so he's just jumping towards it, and nothing's happening.
Maybe he's just happy and jumping for joy.
Yakety sex.
Oh, you're
god.
A jerk.
Oh god, you're someone just jerk. Threw rocks down at me.
I am in the fetal position. I am in the fetal position.
Why are there so many empty dressers in this place? Don't people wear clothes?
No, you saw the monster. He runs around naked. This game even has full frontal nudity at some point. Now you have something to play for!
Oh,
except
good
I'm not telling you what gender the nudity is.
Cereal
Bear, wipe
like that
look off your face.
I just clipped
okay,
down into the
I
desk.
I shift-tabbed, and I'm internally
Rick's
walking
back.
Forward.
Rick's back!
Story is, I was walking forward, I hit shift-tab by accident instead of shift-Q, which is my mumble hockey.
Don't forget your
now
bag,
I'm stuck
Daniel.
Running forward.
Oh, fuck. No shame.
I swear to god, I just saw a candle and thought it was a monster. For a brief second. Brief!
I realize that, but I like having timber boxes.
Why? Don't come through- why did you come through the door? Why did you come through the door?
Why
what?
Did you
Jeff?
Turn? Why did you fucking turn?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
This guy is a dick.
There's a taxidermy place in here. Alright, I'm gonna dare any YouTube viewers to look directly into this dead dog's head. I'll just put it down. Blech. Holy shit, it just moved! Nah.
Okay, why'd you just turn red? What is going on?
I am solving gear puzzle. Hold up a sec.
Goddamn
I
stuff.
I just
shit.
Came out of the guest room and there is an enormous torso sitting on the ground in front of me.
What? I came out of the guest room and there was nothing.
I just
yeah,
walked
I,
into
look,
the guest
go
room.
Back there. I look for a big pool scared. Of blood and look on the ground. Pick it up.
What you said to Cereal Bear just scared her more than anything yet.
I'm not lying. I'm even gonna post a video of it. Basketball at the corpse. Woo! They're right
what
back.
Do
I threw a torso
do?
At Rick.
Come on and jam. Loki, you're gonna be a happy camper.
You're in the water area.
Yes, I am. Come on, Matt. You're good at platformers. Go get the skull.
Well, I'm in a room full of coal. Let me light a torch. Oh god, there's steam everywhere.
Oh, you lied. He's still chasing me.
He disappeared from me. Maybe he just likes me more.
Maybe you threw it at him?
If he likes you,
him.
Why would he be staying away from you? You're
okay,
unlikable, Sue.
Aw. Not even the undead like me.
That's kind of depressing.
Not much brains.
Daniel, you piece of shit!
Okay, I just reached the dungeon, and I'm wondering if I should just, you know, kind of sit here and like wait up for you guys to catch up. And like once I'll warn you, once you get here, I might kind of just take a rest as well.
Why am I?
Oh, actually, you know what? The entrance is kind of blocked off. It looks like I'm just gonna stop here.
Penguin, are you eating chips?
Hmm. Yeah.
I just got the machine room key.
Cool. Do you have the rods?
Nope.
Hey.
She's a girl. Of course she wouldn't.
See, I want to be the last one to get off, but I do have work. And it's gonna sound like an excuse.
I have the feeling I'm not gonna be able to finish.
I thought during a Limp Bizkit you wanted to be the first one to get off. No. Just saying.
You know what? I almost feel like I have enough footage.